It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 4th, 2014. On this date in 1807, Robert Fulton began operating his steamboat, the Clermont, on the Hudson River between New York City and Albany. Fulton's vessel made the 150-mile trip in a mere 32 hours. Fulton is widely and erroneously credited with inventing the steamboat, but the work of others predates the Clermont by as much as 30 years. Both John Fitch, a Connecticut native who later lived in Bardstown, Kentucky for a time, and James Rumsey of Virginia had demonstrated steamboat prototypes by 1787. What Fulton did was to improve the design and develop the first commercially successful steam-powered boat, which revolutionized both passenger travel and commercial transport in the early 19th century. Majestic steam-driven vessels traveled America's great rivers, carrying goods of all kinds and enriching the country's economy in the decades leading to the Civil War. As Mark Twain recounts in his Life on the Mississippi, as well as his novels Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, riverboat life was always adventurous and sometimes glamorous, but it was fraught with constant danger as well. In late April 1865, when the country's newspapers reported the death of assassin John Wilkes Booth, the steamship Sultana began her usual run from New Orleans to St. Louis. Designed to carry fewer than 400 passengers and crewmen, she stopped at Vicksburg for repairs to her boilers. Suddenly, upwards of 2,000 Union soldiers recently released from Confederate prison camps surged aboard. The Sultana rode so low in the water that she could barely navigate in the ever-changing currents of the Mississippi. And just north of Memphis, the overworked boilers could take no more. At 2 a.m. on the 27th, there was an epic explosion. An estimated 1,800 persons died of injuries, burns, and drowning, but the count was only a guess. Some bodies were never found. In the early 20th century, the Sultana was often called the Titanic of the Mississippi. It remains the worst maritime disaster in American history. In Cincinnati, where the Sultana was built in 1863, the Inquirer described the disaster in these words. On board were 2,000 gallant men who had been languishing in the prisons of the South. The prison doors had been opened and thousands turned their faces homeward. Gaily the steamer floated upon the proud queen of rivers, and as fast as steam could carry them, they were borne toward the north and visions of their homes and families became brighter. They were returning from the war to greet those who had given them up for lost. They had passed through the dangers of the battlefield and the sufferings of the prison, and they felt a sense of security for the first time in years. And then, alas, in one fatal moment, the boat was rocked and an explosion was heard that sounded the death knell of thousands. In a few minutes, it was all over. The struggle ceased and only a charred wreck remained to tell of the proud steamer and its 2,000 passengers, now lost. The death of the steamship Sultana is reported in the Cincinnati Inquirer, May 1st, 1865. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 4th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.